from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A new report on the severity of homelessness in Ontario confirms what many of us suspected. Homelessness has increased by 204% since 2016. The data was compiled from 47 service managers in the province, including 10 social service boards. Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau, as chair of the Northern Ontario Service Deliverers Association, notes that the number of homeless people in the north has actually doubled just since 2022.
And we know, living here, that there hasn't been much more added in terms of supports and services to respond to the need.
The organization is calling on the provincial government to increase funding dramatically. The study indicates the homeless population could otherwise climb from 5,300 last year to 26,000 in the next 10 years. At least one school board in our region is dealing with a continent-wide cybersecurity breach. In a letter to families, the English Catholic Board says that on Tuesday, it was notified that the data breach involving PowerSchool occurred over the Christmas holidays between the 22nd and 28th of December. It's not clear yet what personal information involving students has been affected. We have confirmed that neither the French Catholic or English Public Board uses PowerSchool. We're waiting to hear from the French Public Board. More than 180,000 people are now under evacuation order as several wildfires continue to rage in and around Los Angeles. Fire officials say more than 10,000 structures have been destroyed. The winds calmed a bit yesterday, but forecasters say they'll pick up again today. Canada is offering more help to embattled fire crews. Water bombing aircraft from Quebec and BC are already on the scene. Ontario will send two water bombers and 165 urban firefighters. Alberta plans to dispatch water bombers and helicopters equipped for night vision. One estimate predicts losses from the fires will top $150 billion U.S. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Iroquois Falls Storm are at home for an NOJHL showdown against the Powassan Voodoos. The rubber hits the rink tonight at 7:30. The Timmins Rock are in Kirkland Lake in an effort to extend their years-long streak over the Gold Miners, also at 7:30. Then on Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Rock host Powassan. At the end of that game, Thomas Beard will be autographing his 24-25 hockey card, which will be handed out on your way into the MAC.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.